Daniels clip where he was mic'd up this week. Have you watched it?
No, I don't see.
So they got that part where he came off celebrating, knocked into you, and he said, "Hey, my hip, be careful."
This is not the only time. I try to tell him. He just gets, you know, it's just him. I try to tell him. I'm not, like, when I got here, I was in my 40s, you know, and I just had a hip replacement. So, and he doesn't mean it. It's just him. You know, I'm sure you saw it. I mean, I didn't even know he was mic'd up, but I'm sure you saw it. I mean, he knocked the hell out of me. And he's strong.
Should have hit him back.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I would if I was 30, 35, I would.
Sort of all job dangers aside, you have to be excited when your guys play the way they did. And I know there's always room for improvement, but Right. Was that a game that was, and a performance from him and Kenny worth getting excited about?
Yeah, and I think you know, they've had some really good games this year, all of them, and you know, it's kind of they kind of all put it together all at once, and so you know, anytime your guys play well, but you know, as a coach, and you know me, I'm always, you know, you're always looking for some of the things that you could do better, you know, and I think, you know, Kenny fighting through the injury the way he did and came back and fought, you could see that he didn't have the snap off of the blocks that he normally has, and so, but I was proud of the way he came back and fought. You could just tell it means a lot to him.
Hey, Turco, you obviously were here when Josh got brought off of the car with his ankle injury. What was going through your mind there with Kenny when he goes out, and then what did you think of him being able to come back as quickly as he did?
My first thought was, you know, my first thought was, damn, you know, because I know sometimes when you have that ankle and you get it again, that was my first thought, like, God, you know, the kid busted his butt to get back, and I felt bad for him, you know, because, like I said, it means so much to him. So then after that, I didn't have a lot of time to think about it because now we're down to three guys active on the front, so you're going through the course of the game, and then they came out and told me that he's back, and I said, "Yeah, cool." You know, I said, "That's awesome." And so, you know, I've had some ankle problems when I was a player. I had my ankle done, you know, reconstructed when I was done playing. So I, you know, it's one of those things where when you do it, you're either going to be done for a while or it snaps and then it comes back to you right there. So I was happy that it turned out that way. And just, you know, sometimes when you have those ankles, and I don't want to sit there and talk about injuries, but when you have those ankles, sometimes when you hit them and you get that first jerk on them, then you get you actually gain more confidence. Hey, I could play on this thing.
Dean Lowry's speed surprised you at all, or did you kind of?
No, Dean can always run. Yeah, Dean, I mean, you look at his 40 time at the combine. And, you know, Dean, that's one of the things that impressed us about him when we were looking at him over in the draft is Dean can run. Yep. And Dean, like I said, him being in this system and being inside as much and sometimes being outside, I mean, he had some good rushes from the outside position as well in that game. He had some good hurries in there where the quarterback just got rid of the ball too fast. But Dean could run. I was excited that he was able to display that, and then a little disappointed in his Lambeau leap. So, but he didn't really get the height. But after running that far, he was probably gassed. D linemen aren't used to running that far.
Turco, he had some great flash moments early on, preseason and early in the season. I mean, what does a play like that do for a second year guy who's looking to stack successes?
Anytime you have a success on a play, you know, it's like anything in life. I mean, you gain more confidence. The more confidence you get, and, you know, when you try something and it works, you're going to try it again, and then you get that down, then you move on to the next thing. There's no difference in football. You know, football is a lot of confidence, particularly on the D-line. You know, sometimes you might be afraid to do a move because you don't want to get caught, and then you hit that move, and you get it, and you get that move down, and then you kind of build the next phase of that move. You build on the next phase of that move. The one thing I kept telling Kenny was, he was, Kenny was a little just with him, he was a little bummed because he didn't have that sack. And I kept telling him, you are right there. They're going to come for you. And I've done this for a long time. And I've seen guys beat players and running towards a quarterback, and the quarterback throws the ball away. Or he beats a guy, and the quarterback runs to the outside, and he throws the ball into the stands. You know, so I kept trying to encourage him and do the right thing. Kenny has worked hard on his pass rush. And I believe Kenny's going to be a good pass rusher for a man his size and for his athletic ability. And I told him many times, I know if you talk to him, that just stay with it. Stay with the course. Don't get down on yourself. Don't get discouraged because they will happen for you. And he's such a young kid. You know, just like anything else, they want it to happen right now. And I kept telling him it's coming. You could just see the improvement in his pass rush from the time that he got here until now. And he's had several good rushes where the quarterback just got rid of the ball before he got there, or the quarterback sidestepped him and went to a different lane and he wasn't able to get there. I said, but they'll fall for him. He's going to be a good pass rusher. I do believe that.
Has he gotten the quarterback off the spot?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, he definitely has. He's done a nice job of that, and he's really worked hard at it. And just the nice thing about him is he's working hard at that, and he's working hard at his run play as well. He doesn't want to just be, you know, that's probably the hardest thing, you know, because so many of these D linemen, all they hear from, all anybody wants to talk to them about is sacks. Sacks. Well, pushing the pocket is very important as well. Playing the run is very important as well. And he takes pride in those all in which, for a young kid, that's rare to find.